crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hope you're locked and loaded for another live transmission. It is the 21st day of July 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours. We have an individual who's always informative and thought-provoking. Pastor David Manning will be joining us coming up in the second hour. He's had quite a bit to say about the whole Trayvon Martin situation. James David Manning will be joining us in the second hour today, and I'll be focusing in on the whole situation with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman in the context of how it's being used as social control. Because if I just covered it and debated it, that would kind of feed into the whole divide and conquer distraction that it is. But if we use it as a teaching tool while the public is captivated with the ongoing distraction, then it can be certainly enlightening, very enlightening on very many different fronts. So that is coming up today here on this live worldwide broadcast. I want to thank David Knight and the crew for doing a great job on Thursday and Friday when I took a few days off with the family. Actually take off a record low amount of vacation, and I end up working always when I'm on the road. Some of those videos were just posted up on Infowars.com, and I tend to not take long vacations. I tend to break them up into shorter little snippets, or they're working vacations, like when I went to cover Bilderberg a few months ago in England. But some of those videos from the vacation, the short little vacation down to the Texas coast, are up on Infowars.com. I visited Gonzales, the birthplace of Texas independence, where they have big murals and flags saying, come and take it. Try to confiscate our firearms. You'll get a new 1776. And I also have a satire group of videos up on Infowars.com that just got posted, titled Obama Creates Giant Rainbow After Catching Huge Fish. And there's two videos I shot on the coast. One of the smaller alligator gars was only 60 pounds that we caught. We make the joke that Obama really caught it. And then also a rainbow that I shot some video of that we point out that Obama says that he made, because God doesn't exist, and so the government must have made it. The state is God, and certainly he even shot the video of it. So President Obama was down there with me on the vacation doing all the work. And I just keep bringing back the whole you didn't build it thing, because it illustrates the mindset of what this tyrant has been pushing. Now, all of that aside, I haven't even mentioned the big news that's coming up after the break, but also before I forget, it came out 3 days ago. We premiered it on InfoWars Nightly News, and it's got about 150,000 views. It needs to get about 5 million views in the next week to really have an effect, and that is the documentary that I'm in, and there's a lot of other really interesting and informative people in it. State of Mind, the Psychology of Control goes viral. The video in full, in HD, that premiered on PrisonPlanet.tv is available to everybody right now at InfoWars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com, please take that page and email it, Facebook it, tweet it out to everyone you know. And we can really use the power of the millions of listeners that this broadcast has to launch this film and wake people up to the basics of how they're being manipulated with the history of mind control, the present, and the future. Speaking of mind control, coming up in the London Independent, of all places, inside Google's HQ, their plan to put brain chips in you and your family. That is the plan. And it's really a globalist plan. I told you about it 15 years ago, but now here it is. We're also going to get into masses of doctors quitting over Obamacare and how that dwarfs the NSA spying system and more.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth. Now you've got it. Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth.
I want to thank you for joining us on this live Sunday transmission, the 21st day of July, 2013. Pastor James David Manning, who runs a big successful church up in the New York area in Harlem, and who has one of the biggest private programs feeding young, mainly black people up there. He's going to be joining us. He has a lot to say about the whole Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman tragedy and the distraction. We're also going to play that clip where Charles Barkley came out and basically said he agreed with the verdict. We've also seen Jimmy Carter come out and say the verdict was the right thing. I've had a lot of liberal former prosecutors on as well who have agreed with the verdict because there was reasonable doubt. And I know we're 8 days after the verdict, but there have been giant demonstrations all over the country, racial attacks from Chicago to New York, from Miami to Los Angeles, just stacks of reports where whites are being beaten up and rolled. They're being robbed because they're white and they deserve it. And that's like the old days, and it still goes on some, where gay people would be robbed outside of their homes or their neighborhoods or the clubs they would frequent because, well, they're gay, so they deserve to be beaten up, according to the people that would go and beat them up. Really, it was an excuse to rob them. And folks have pointed out, whether you agree with that lifestyle or not, that is a wrong thing to do. Well, now the media has sold, the establishment dinosaur media, the idea that it is okay to beat up white people because, after all, they're racist and they deserve it. And this is what's been sold. And so we're going to be looking at the, no exaggeration, scores of reports every day confirmed racial attacks across this country and how it has been sold as something that is a good idea. And on that front, here are some of the headlines. We'll cover in more detail next hour. LA joins nationwide protest against Zimmerman acquittal. I wish folks would protest about the foreign banks draining us each and every week of tens of billions of dollars, $85 billion a month given to foreign offshore banks. I certainly wish that people would be concerned about the loss of liberties for all Americans. But no, the media knows how to divide and conquer. Also, we'll be getting into this report that's up on Infowars.com. George Zimmerman and Barack Obama share the same disapproval rating. That's just a classic. Also, Trayvon's parents are leading the Zimmerman protest all over the country, calling for the Justice Department to come in and persecute him more. But six dead, 17 wounded in shootings since Friday night in Chicago. The Chicago Sun-Times reports mainly black-on-black violence. There won't be any demonstrations over that, calling for the people of Chicago to be able to be armed to protect themselves from the criminals. But welcome to Chicago. Now give me that iPhone. Chicago Tribune reports on groups of black teens going around beating up people outside shopping malls, even in areas not afflicted by the higher crime, saying, you white bleepers, leave us alone. And then you've got the white politically correct people saying, I don't think it was racial. I just think they targeted anyone whose phone they could get. Yeah, right. Just like the riots in L.A., they're saying that's not related to the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman situation. So we're going to be going over all of that. And Obama comes out and acts like he's not trying to stir things up and that he wants us all to come together while having his surrogates on MSNBC, Media Matters, his own press secretary, you name it, hyping things up, sending in the Justice Department on record to stir up demonstrations a year and a half ago, a year ago, and even 2 months ago. They've been caught covertly trying to get demonstrations going because Obama has got to deliver something to his constituents. And so he's higher taxes and Obamacare on poor people, deindustrialization, shipping General Motors to China, your taxpayer money paid, $20-plus billion to do that, shutting down power plants across America with federal regulations, on and on and on. So he needs to at least act like he's doing something, and so he wants to stir everyone up, knowing that if they went for a murder conviction, they couldn't prove that Zimmerman was premeditatedly going out there to kill him. They knew they would get this verdict. They knew it. That's on record from the start. So they could then have the feds come in and persecute Zimmerman because Stalin said one man dying is a tragedy. 10,000 dying is a statistic. And so Obama can sit there with the globalists and the offshore banks that run the insurance companies and rake poor people over the coals with giant payroll tax increases for everybody under Obamacare, on and on and on with all the things they're doing to impoverish this country. But it doesn't matter. He can sit there and manipulate the Democratic judge and the Democratic prosecutors on record, run the police chief out because he wouldn't be part of it, then make sure he gets charged with something that every lawyer across the board says, no way you can get a conviction for premeditated murder. Maybe manslaughter. Maybe you could then say, okay, we can get a conviction. No way you can do that, knowing they'd get that. Again, problem, reaction, solution. So we're going to be breaking all of that as well down with Pastor James David Manning. If you haven't heard the pastor, he's very eloquent and also could speak from a black perspective, as somebody who even grew up in the South. So we're going to get his take on all of this in the second hour today, and we'll also play some clips with Charles Barkley basically agreeing with what he said and what Jimmy Carter said. And again, Jimmy Carter said, he said, I follow the trial. You can pull up the video. He talked to the Atlanta TV station, Atlanta, Georgia. We played the clip on last Thursday. But he said, look, you might have been able to get manslaughter. No way you can get premeditated murder. No way you can get that. So he had to be acquitted. And again, the prosecutors all knew that. There's now a lawsuit with the head IT person from that prosecutor's office in Florida when he went and downloaded off Trayvon's phone, loot, telephone, things like that, and the firearm. And he said, this has to be given to the defense. And they said, no, that's not going to be given to the defense. And he said, well, that's a felony, so I'm going to leak it. So they fired him when he gave it to the defense attorney. So there's another issue here. I think that O.J. Simpson was guilty, and the civil trial found him guilty. But back when that happened, I actually followed that soap opera, as I know many of you did. And in the final equation, even though he probably did it, he had to go free because there was evidence the police tried to frame O.J. Simpson. Undoubtedly, the blood had the blood additive. It was clearly from the ampule they took from O.J. Simpson. There was a lot of other evidence going on. So even if you think somebody's guilty, but he's been framed, a lot of times they try to frame somebody they think's guilty. They don't just frame innocent people. They also, in history, tend to frame people they think are guilty, but then that leads to framing innocent people as well. That's why it's so immoral. It's like torture. Yeah, you might be torturing somebody who's really guilty, but then it's going to be used down the road to get fake confessions and turns into its own greater evil. That's why you have to be against torture. That's why we have these checks and balances. So OJ had to go free, and he ended up getting back into trouble. He's in jail right now, OJ Simpson. So it's the same thing here. Now, I'm done talking about that till the next hour, and we'll get into that with Pastor Manning. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, London Independent. Inside Google's HQ, their plan to put brain chips in all of us. That's not actually their plan. That's the globalist plan. And I put that in my 2002 film, Descent into Tyranny, my book, but also the book, Road to Tyranny. We're going to come back, though, and get into the latest on the NSA and a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm here live. Then we come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with the abbreviated two-hour transmission Central Time as well. And don't forget InfoWars Nightly News, hosted and anchored by myself and my great crew of intrepid reporters and researchers, coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Okay, let me mention what's coming up here. I want to get into the rise of the warrior cop. Is it time to reconsider the militarization of American policing? No, that's not from InfoWars.com. That's from the Wall Street Journal. Here is another report that we're going to be getting into along those very same lines. U.S. military drone surveillance is expanding to hotspots beyond declared combat zones. This is out of the Washington Post, including America. That's been going on a long time, and now they're just now admitting it. This is the nature of tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. We're also going to get into high-end stores use facial recognition tools to spot VIPs. Again, I told you about this 15 years ago. We're going to be getting into it. That's from NPR today. That aired today. We have their text report. We're also going to get into the NSA. Mood shifting. Congress may move to limit NSA spying. I'll give you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. NSA phone snooping cannot be challenged in court, feds say. It's not illegal when the president does it. It's not illegal when the bureaucrats do it. Yeah, it didn't work for Nixon or Hitler or Julius Caesar. It ain't going to work for you either. And we're going to get into move over NSA. Here comes the Obamacare Big Brother database from a great news site put together by some reporters at the Washington Times. It's the top story on drudgereport.com. You want to find this great article. We've already written articles about this last month, pointing this out in Obamacare, the way it's being implemented. But this story really breaks it down up at drudgereport.com. We also have it linked at InfoWars.com, but we just have the blurb up there. Drudge is linked to the entire story. Move over, NSA. Here comes the Obamacare Big Brother database, and it shares it with everybody. See, it's the enabler in law to share it with everybody. Every federal agency, every bureaucratic group, every private corporate group that the government contracts with, your entire health history and everything else. We're going to be getting to that. But first, I want to talk about something here. If you're a new listener, you'll tune in and say, okay, yeah, this guy sounds like a libertarian slash right winger. And, you know, he's a little radical, but a lot of what he says I already know about. Big deal. I want you to understand something. If you're a longtime listener, you're sitting back going, no, Alex has been talking about this for 18 years. There are people listening in Austin, Texas, that have been watching and listening to yours truly for 18 years. And the reason I point that out is we trailblazed, I trailblazed, and I'm not bragging here. The point is I was able to trailblaze because everything you're seeing announced now is between 5 and 50 years behind what's really going on. A lot of it's 3 or 4, 5, 6, you know, 10, 20 years behind. But a lot of it is 20, 30, 40, 50 years behind. In research papers, in CIA reports, in State Department Memorandum 200. I mean, all these things I'm saying mean things. Look them up. In Eco-Science, written by the White House science czar in 1974, the year I was born. Stuff like that. I mean, here's an example. The ACLU has come out, and we have the article up on InfoWars.com. Watch this. Is your future, again, watch, this is your future ordering a pizza in 2015. This is an article out today with an ACLU report. Now, here is from 2004, USA Today. See, when I say something, and I just say, when you order a pizza, they're spying on you, and it's hooked into the NSA, and you think, oh, he just said that. That's a gestalt of things I already know in triplicate. You see, before this was in USA Today, I knew before I got on air that it was in financial and military publications that everything and every purchase you made digitally was already put in a Pentagon computer and mapped in 1986 and then stored in a computer called the Beast. I didn't make that up, in Brussels, Belgium. Yeah, if you're a radio listener, I just showed the article from USA Today on the screen. We have a free video feed at Infowars.com/show. But anybody can just, so there's articles out and the ACLU is out going, oh, soon when you order a pizza, they're going to run it through an NSA database. No. In the mid-1980s, 84, 85, 86 is when this stuff all went online publicly. I remember being in church in the mid-80s and hearing the preacher read this out of the newspaper. Okay? So, let's just get this straight. When you hear me cover something, this is very important, about 95% of the time conservatively, it's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50-year-old news, okay? I mean, if I tell you they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines, they had congressional hearings in 1969 and estimated over 100 million Americans got cancer from the polio vaccine alone. And my crew just sits in there and types in congressional hearings on cancer virus in polio vaccine, and they can pull it up, you can pull it up. Everything I say, you can put in a search engine that's really an NSA two-way system. You can put it in, and you can pull it up. Okay, I'm going to say that again. And by the way, they didn't do it on accident. The PBS out of Boston interviewed one of the inventors with Salk, and they bragged they put it in there, and they said, quote, because there's too many people. Just type in polio vaccine inventor admits they put cancer viruses in vaccine on purpose. You'll get that. And he laughs about it. See, here's the deal. I'm talking to you about the real world here. Okay? And you can choose to say, oh, that guy's out of control. But, I mean, look, this is not me. This is USA Today saying when you order a pizza from any of the major pizza companies, many of them, their main profit is tracking people with the federal government, tens of billions a year are spent, and it's run through a criminal database to track exactly where you're at. And then they decide if they want to come SWAT team you for warrants or whatever. Your rights aren't read to you when you order a pizza. So when I come back, I'm going to explain what a social contract is, and I'm going to point out that the people running things have broken it premeditatedly, consciously. And the nanny state isn't your friend. It's a bear trap with cyanide injectors. We'll be right back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Alex Jones here. Thank you for joining us on the Sunday edition. Let's go ahead now and get into the Webster's, Merriam-Webster definition of the social contract, okay? Let's go over the social contract because many analysts, many historians from across the political spectrum are now saying the social contract is broken. I saw a New York Times headline a few days ago. So the system's gone from denying there's any corruption, denying there's any problems to saying, oh my gosh, we do have an out-of-control government and an out-of-control corporate system, and there are all these people above the law, and there are all these rich people that are tax-exempt who lobby to raise taxes on the little people. You see, a lot of little people who are mid-level establishment technicians and gatekeepers are starting to figure out they're not going to be part of the ruling establishment. They're starting to figure out there's not a lot of room at the authoritarian top. There's a lot more room at the top in a free, diverse, economic, cultural system that has a real social contract. And very few countries have a good social contract. I can count on one hand nations and empires and systems that had decent social contracts. One hand. England for a few periods, a few areas of Western Europe for short periods, Rome for a short period, a few of the nation states of Greece for a short period, the United States for a short period. And generally, you end up getting a free society when people revolt and don't submit to command and control organized monopoly economies. Australia was a slave penal colony for the first 100 years plus of its existence until people revolted, just like we did here in 1776. We revolted in Texas against the dictator Santa Anna, and so we became the wealthiest state in the wealthiest country in the world per capita. But everywhere where people laid down, North Korea, Mexico, Nigeria, on and on and on, you have poverty, degradation, and secret police, and men with machine guns on the corner, but everyone else is disarmed. See, all the telltale signs of a tyranny. So let me go over the social contract, because if we don't get it back, because a lot of you are like, I don't care if they spy on me. I don't care if they take my liberties. What do I have to hide? That's like telling your kid, hey, you have nothing to hide when you're playing in the front yard. If a man pulls up in a white van, you have nothing to hide, Jimmy or Jenny. Go ahead and go get in the van with the nice man that looks like Jeffrey Dahmer crossed with Attila the Hun mixed in with Charlie Manson. Go ahead and go get in the car with the man dressed up like Crispy the Clown. And go on down in his basement with him, too, because you have nothing to hide. Listen, we've got due process in our rights, because there's always groups of tyrants and special interest that like to take over towns, cities, counties, states, and countries, and then enslave everybody. You know all the old Westerns, probably the most classical thing on Gunsmoke or in John Wayne movies or in The Rifleman? Every time I see The Rifleman on TV, I'll be on some trip and have the TV on and The Rifleman's on one of the family channels, and some corrupt group's taken over the town. And some corrupt sheriff's brought in some gunslingers. Everybody's intimidated. And why, The Rifleman, McCain's got to stand up to him. Did you know that if you study Western history, but Southern history, Northern history, this whole country, Australia was the same, Canada was the same. It was constantly townspeople in shootouts with the corrupt government overthrowing it. Those are true stories, folks, that you see turned into fiction in every other movie where the old military man has to stand up to the bad guys because they rape his wife and kill his kids or vice versa. We see that with Clint Eastwood. You know, many of those Clint Eastwood movies, because I know history, I've studied it. You can do it too, or actually real stories. Even in the same real towns, they don't even tell you it's a real story when you're watching it. And our ancestors went through that. But let me tell you, if they had better propaganda 150 years ago, the railroad would have come into town and said, we're here to offer security. And they would have blown up the bank. They would have hired their own desperados to rob the bank, run a false flag, and then taking everybody's liberties in the name of stopping the desperados, the bandits. Well, actually, there are some real cases of that. But people didn't trust the system, and people were wily, and they'd rather die than lay down. And so we had a free country compared to every other nation. The American system. And when you say the establishment's broken the social contract, we don't have a king. We don't have a lord. We don't have a god that is the government. We have a God above that, so the state is not God. Our rights come from God. Even if you're an atheist, you should love the beauty of that because it means the state can't become the God. So let's read from Merriam-Webster's definition of social contract and ask if it hasn't been broken. Social contract, actual or hypothetical compact between the ruled and their ruler. So it's we the people. So see, we've broken our own compact and let the tyrants take over. The original inspiration for the notion may derive from the biblical covenant between God and Abraham, but it is most closely associated with the writings of Thomas Hobbes and John Locke. Locke believed that rulers also were obliged to protect private property and the right to the freedom of thought, speech, and worship. And it goes on to say that when that is broken, you are living in a tyranny, a broken social contract. Now, who can deny we're living in a social contract? They've lied to us about everything. Government narcotics trafficking, government corruption, the corporations that come and buy off the government, the special interest, the laws they're passing that are purely unconstitutional, the looting of the treasury. But let's just look at the current situation. Here's McClatchy newspapers. Mood shifting. Congress may move to limit NSA spying. No, what's really happened here is this has become so obvious now, they want to do window dressing. It's like when the torture came out, the illegal torture of innocent people even, as if torture wasn't bad enough. And so they tried to pass laws saying they get rid of torture, but actually it codified torture, just calling it something else. So that's what's really going on there. Congress has been part of all of this, just like they've been part of the NSA spying. And it turned out they would tell the NSA, don't brief us. We don't want to know. They're just selling out as fast as they can, wanting to not be involved in the felonies. So here's another one. NSA phone snooping cannot be challenged in court, the feds say. Yeah, Hitler said he was above the law. So did Richard Nixon. Bill Clinton said he was above the law. This is the essence of tyrants. They say they are sovereign, not the law, not the general people. The National Security Agency headquarters has now responded to lawsuits telling a federal judge that wholesale vacuum up of all phone data in the United States is a public interest, and they decide it. Of course, our law, our constitution, common sense says it'll be used by special interests to corner markets, to manipulate markets, to shut down competition, and it comes out they're not spying on terrorists. The globalists run most of the terrorists. That's on record now. See, told you that for years, now it's on record. Because the cutting edge of this is that they don't just spy on us. All this data ends up coming out in the open. So see, they're now saying they're above the law. Now, let's look at the next article here. Move over, NSA. Here comes the Obamacare Big Brother database. And this is a story from Rare.us breaking down all the subsections and the GOA report going on to say that this basically was a cover to legalize all the different federal agencies spying without warrants and to allow them to share it unlimited. But again, a law that's unconstitutional, Marbury versus Madison, is null and void. We're going to come back and talk about how we get our social contract back straight ahead.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth.
That's right. The state is God.
Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all.
You didn't build anything.
Spindly limbs of a dream.
The state built it.
The state has no use for your
The God. State is God.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Blasphemy! The government is God. Government built it all. And I guess it did build Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia and every other big nightmare. It gives power to psychopaths to get away with unbelievable evil. So the NSA for decades has been spying on everything the American people do. It's targeting the press, the Congress for blackmail. Everything we've told you has now come out. Of course, because it had come out before, ladies and gentlemen. There just wasn't an internet for people to learn about it. It was in scholarly books, and it was in trade publications. But now the Daily Caller is reporting via drudgereport.com, has it linked up there, so does Infowars.com. IRS lawyer says scandal was overseen by DC, names names. Oh, really? Oh, the pro-life groups and the churches and the libertarian and conservative groups being harassed by the IRS, and then none of the socialist groups or communist groups or the tyrannical fake liberal groups, none of them were audited. Gee, it was ordered from on top. I know. You mean they lied to me? Oh, Fast and Furious wasn't meant to get our guns, and then the memos came out it was? Oh, you mean they lied to me? Do I lie to you, baby? Did I say something that wasn't true? I'm telling you, honey, would I lie to you? I don't know. Bill Clinton said, I did not have sex with that woman. How dare you? How dare you? We don't have drones watching you. Turns out they do. We're not buying billions of bullets. Okay, we are, but Jones is a kook covering it. So we bought 7,000 armored vehicles, and we're training the military to take on gun owners in their own training manuals. That's not big news. How dare you be upset by it, Jones? And here it is. Oh, it's all in the subsections and the Government Accounting Office report. It's all public now. Oh, my goodness, that they tagged blank checks on there to basically overthrow the entire Bill of Rights in Obamacare. Well, yeah, that's like the amnesty bill. People go, well, what does it do? Whatever they want. It's got national IDs in it. It's got internal checkpoints in it. It's got, they say it's one thing. It's a power grab. That's the nature of governments throughout history. We had a Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence, checks and balances for a reason. Because if you don't bind down government, it will rape you financially. It will rape you societally. It will rape you culturally, and it'll finally rape you in your life. It's preposterous that this Alex Jones person is warning of a government takeover. It only happens in every other case in history, and we're only following the exact A to Z program. It's insane. Next, he'll say if you jump off a 1,000-foot cliff without a parachute, you'll die. It's crazy. And now in a national survey, WorldNet Daily reports 6 in 10 physicians said they're likely many doctors will retire earlier than planned in the next 1 to 3 years. Well, that's the plan, bankrupt the country. Bring in private profit but government-run health care where they can charge you more and give you less. It's the globalist model. All right, so that's some of what I was going to be getting to, but I mentioned this earlier, and I'm going to show this article to you now, and we're going to play some video and audio of this put out by the ACLU. But the headline on Infowars.com is, watch, this is your future, ordering a pizza in 2015. And it was put out by the ACLU predicting 2015. How about 1985, 1986? How about back to the future? See, that's the thing. What I'm trying to get through to you here, this is an engineered, globalist, technocratic plan. Just Google, bankers call themselves technocrats. Bankers declare world government. You'll get Financial Times of London, Der Spiegel, you'll get Davos videos all announcing how they're going to do this. And let me tell you, it isn't good for you. And you're like, oh, that's that guy's opinion. This is not my opinion. It is not my opinion that most vaccines have weaponized cancer viruses added to them. Just look it up. It's not my opinion that government is debating whether putting a nanotech virus in the vaccines that will attack your brain and make you basically be emotionalist, and then they're game over, they've won. This might as well be a foreign alien species running things. I'm not saying that technically, but I mean, it might as you're in a science fiction movie, people. Okay? You could say the power to destroy a thing is the power to totally control it. And yeah, the New World Order is arrogant, folks, because they already checkmated us a long time ago. Oh, I just said it. Yes. I hope that members of the establishment realize how insane this is and they're not going to get away with it because it'll come back on them. They can't beat humanity and not bring themselves down, even if they think we're all a bunch of garbage. You're getting the deep truths here. And we've already lost on this current program. If there's not a giant awakening at a grassroots level, that just a convulsion, if we stay quietly on this incremental path, it's over. Now, look, watch. This is your future, ordering a pizza 2015 under the NSA grid with thousands of private companies having all your private data, all of it shared. They're the ones that run the government, folks. This New World Order is a private corporate fascist government that's anti-free market. How do you control markets, as the founder of the Rockefeller said? With government. He said, competition is a sin. Use the state to shut down competition. That's why the nanny state tells you to be a wimp. You do not be armed while they arm to the teeth. This is a cold-blooded takeover. Now, here's just so we can go back. Here's USA Today. Missouri tracks scoff laws via pizza delivery databases. And they say when you call to order a pizza to any of the big three national companies, it runs through a database and with the police, and they get up to 25% or more. One company got $2 million in that year, 2003. This was in 2004. They reported just off of the money. Now, did anybody tell you when you call this is happening? See, here's the ACLU telling you that this is coming. Folks, this isn't coming. See, this none of this is my opinion. If something's my opinion, I will tell you it's my opinion. Let's go to a short clip. See, you got to come to that realization. You're not allowed. You can have your own opinion, but not your own facts, okay? I know what I'm talking about. Notice the crazy world I talked about is now all coming true. It was already true. It isn't coming true. I won't even tell you all the stuff I know because you can't handle the truth. Let's go ahead now and let's go to the short clip from the ACLU. Here it is. This is a simulated call.
It's guaranteed hot in 30 minutes or it's free. This is Mary. May I take your order?
Hi, Mary. Yes, I'd like to order.
Is this Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Thank you for calling again, sir. I share your national identification number as 610-204-999-8-45-54610. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. I see you live at 736 Montrose Court, but you're calling from your cell phone. Are you at home?
I'm just leaving work, but I'm...
Oh, we can deliver to Bob's Auto Supply. That's at 175 Lincoln Avenue, yes?
No, I'm on my way home. How do you know all this stuff?
We just got wired into the system, sir.
Oh, well, I'd like to order a couple of your double meat special pizzas.
Sure thing. There'll be a new $20 charge for those, sir.
What do you mean?
Sir, the system shows me that your medical records indicate that you have high blood pressure and extremely high cholesterol. Luckily, we have a new agreement with your national health care provider that allows us to sell you double meat pies as long as you agree to waive all future claims of liability.
What?
Do you agree, sir? You can sign the form when we deliver, but there is a charge for processing. The total is $67 even.
$67?
Well, that includes the delivery surcharge of $15 to cover the added risk to our driver of traveling through an orange zone.
I live in an orange zone?
Now you do. Looks like there was another robbery on Montrose yesterday. You could save $48 if you ordered our special Sprout Submarine Combo and picked it up yourself. Comes with tofu sticks. Those are very tasty.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. Full video up on InfoWars.com. Folks, look at this article right here. IRS lawyer says scandal was overseen by DC names. See, there's how they use a big government control grid to persecute people and for social engineering. Same thing with the NSA. They're not angels. They've never been angels. You create a government that is super powerful. It will destroy your life. It will destroy the country. It will be taken over by criminal special interest. But this one was already built by criminal special interest who have infested our entire system. Second hour coming up. Tell your friends and family to tune in now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday edition. In the last hour, I got into the fact that there is a technocratic elite run by the old robber barons the last 100 years who on record have basically taken over the world economy and are mopping up a few sovereign nation states right now, and who are busy really trying to colonize the individual, trying to go in and take over the mind of the individual. That is the main goal that is taking place. And it is up to us to become aware of this and realize that this engineering is going on if we're ever going to turn things around. And I look at the general public. There's a lot of virtue left out there. But more and more people are self-centered. They're angry. They hate crowds of other people. They don't get that it's crowds of other people that have allowed there to be markets, that have allowed there to be diversity in products, that have allowed there to be this complex, amazing system we live in. And it creates the illusion, because humans are so compact in cities, kind of like reefs in the ocean, most of the life is around the reefs, that we think everything has been overdeveloped. Oh, development is generally not the trouble. It is disruptive technologies like GMO and the pharmacological crops and leaking nuclear reactors, in my research view, that cause the real threat, not necessarily more buildings and things. You can just put greenery up on top of the buildings. You can come out with cleaner technologies. And there's a lot of lip service paid to that. But it's the establishment themselves in kind of a genetic race to find the fountain of youth in kind of a genetic race to find the latest weapon systems as the globalists kind of compete with each other. They always argue that global government is being pushed, that global government is being expanded to stop nuclear war and stop proliferation of disruptive technologies. But then they'll block an energy system that endangers their monopoly while leaving old toxic systems in place. While meanwhile, they put out really disruptive technologies. I would say BT corn linked in major studies to killing the honeybees. I would call that disruptive. Or pharmacological crops jumping into other crops and causing all sorts of problems. I would call that a disruptive technology. But see, so they label environmentalism as pay Al Gore and the UN and the Club of Rome to breathe, pay a carbon indulgence. But when trees basically need that carbon dioxide to live, that's part of the life cycle. So this is the type of issue, ladies and gentlemen, that we're talking about. This is the type of thing we need to think about is not just go off labels, but actually go off what things really stand for. That's what we are shooting for in this society, is to actually have a culture. We're having our original cultures, our common sense, overwritten by a plastic, fake corporate culture, just as the corporate technocrats already took over most governments. They're now overriding the individual. And that's really my big message here that I'm begging you to look into. And the establishment says, hey, the general public doesn't want to be helped. They want to be dumb. Just look at them. But I know historically that if you give people the opportunity to be enlightened and be greater, they will actually go for it. But see, that creates competition for the globalist, and they don't want that. All right, we will be right back with Pastor James David Manning to get his take on the whole diversion with the Trayvon Martin situation. And then when he leaves us at the bottom of the hour, we'll get into a bunch of other news inside Google HQ, their grand plan, turn you into brain-chipped cyborg. I didn't say that. They said it.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Bloomberg Financial reported 3 years ago that in the first 2 years of the international banker bailout, U.S. taxpayers had to shell out $27 plus trillion dollars in different types of payments. It was not just the first $886 billion. That was an open Federal Reserve window. And then there was the monetization of debt. All totaled, they haven't released the numbers the last 3 years, but I've seen news articles estimating that over $50 trillion worldwide has been shelled out to private banks, media, MSNBC got some of the money, major corporations got the money. And when Congress is asked over and over again, by the media, they say, we don't know, because they've handed over their responsibility, their power over the purse, to Treasury and the private Federal Reserve. And I was just watching C-SPAN a few weeks ago. We played clips on air. They said, who are you giving the $85 billion a month in QE3 to? Because that devalues the currency worldwide. And they said, we're not at liberty to tell you. Kind of like Congress was just told by the NSA, Wired magazine is reporting, we're allowed to spy without warrants. First, they lied and said they weren't. It's for your own good. And again, I think kidnappers ought to try that with kids in their front yard. It's for your own good. Come get in the white van. I mean, this is famous last words. Nixon should have gotten, you know, 3 or 4 terms then. He said, well, when the president commits a crime, it's not a crime. This is the essence of tyranny. We've been down this road over and over again. I wish people were demonstrating nationwide over that. I wish people were demonstrating over the Harvard 20-plus year study that was released last year showing a 20-point IQ reduction on average of someone drinking fluoride the first 10 years of life at the level put in tap water, and a 7-fold increase in bone cancer. I'll stop there. Hundreds of things it does to you. Just type in Harvard study fluoride. You'll get Reuters. I think we should be protesting about that. I think we should be protesting about Chicago, where this weekend so far, 16 people shot. What does it say? 6 of them dead? I'll dig that out of my stack here. I'm going from memory. Here, let me pull it up. 6 dead, 17 wounded. I'm sorry. I said 16 wounded, 6 dead. It's 6 dead, 17 wounded, Chicago Sun-Times. Boom! And 94% of it, Justice Department's own numbers from 1976 to 2011, that's the latest numbers we have, is black-on-black crime. And I've got a stack of news here, ladies and gentlemen. We're all over the country. From Chicago to Miami to New York to L.A., white people are being attacked and having their heads beat in and being robbed and being shot in Florida and killed for a free Zimmerman sticker. Now, we're going to get to what Charles Barkley had to say about this coming up in the next segment, but I appreciate this man joining us to talk about this. Everyone knows that I'm here trying to bring everybody together. Everyone that listens to this show knows I stand up against tribalism and racism because it's a tool of social engineering and control. But just like Charles Barkley said, he said, a lot of black people are racist too. The difference is the media says it's okay. Just like when they used to say it was okay to beat up gay people. And folks would go out to gay bars and beat up people because, well, they deserve to have their teeth knocked out and robbed because they're gay. Well, now being white is wrong and we deserve to be beat up. And I am sick of it. I'm sick of being called a cracker. I'm sick of MSNBC and all their white hosts engaging in the worst race baiting. The Klan were a bunch of race baiters, folks. That's all this is. And it's being played from the other end. Now, Pastor James David Manning has tens of millions of YouTube views. He has a big church in Harlem, speaking out against dependency and big government and the thug culture of gangsterism that MTV pushes. And he feeds hundreds of children a day with the lunch program and breakfast program there. And he is one of the only preachers prominently in that area standing up for people. And that's why I wanted to get him on, because this is what I want. I believe a rising tide raises all ships. And if we don't have freedom, for everybody, nobody has freedom. And the Romans used divide and conquer. I believe that's what this is. We got about 6 minutes till we go to break. Then another segment with Pastor Manning. Pastor Manning, you've heard my rant on this, but I wish people were protesting for America and our republic to be restored, Pastor Manning.
Well, I think you left out CNN. I think they're big on promoting this Trayvon Martin issue.
Oh, yes.
The George Zimmerman verdict. They have been advocating for a guilty verdict for Zimmerman. Really what they want to do was to lynch him. I think they thought that perhaps they could get greater ratings if they did so, but certainly MSNBC and others. But yeah, Alex, there's a major problem in America, and we could talk about the protesting against what's happening with NSA and our government, but with black people, it's simply that black people don't have honor. And that's a major issue that no one wants to talk about. I mean, you could talk about, you know, all the race baiters and all the social programs and everything else that's been done to try to advance or lift the boats of black people in America. It hasn't worked, Alex. It has not worked. We're at a worse point now than we've been in the history of this nation, and it's because there is a psychological, spiritual, social problem happening in the mindset of black people, and it needs to be talked about, but it's not discussed in American politics today.
Well, I know that there's this victim ideology that's pumped out there by the social engineers who've used the social engineering and the collectivism of the black community as the model for all the other communities. I mean, I see this being done across the board. America is dying culturally.
Yeah, it is, but it isn't the victimization that's the problem. And I understand that many people use that to advance their own causes. But there is
but I mean a mindset of almost like people expecting they can't succeed because MSNBC told them that.
Well, that's true. That is true. And then perhaps that goes back to my initial point and premise is that you would believe that you can't succeed and you would believe MSNBC and others if you are without honor and integrity. You would allow yourself to be manipulated by those because you have no honor to fight back against that. So, yeah, I can agree that's a possibility. But the bottom line and the bottom premise here is that black people are suffering from a social disorder, and it needs to be talked about. I believe in black people. I'm black myself. And I work every day to advance the causes and to try to do something about this problem we have in America.
Well, I think a lot of people are missing being honorable, and I understand it's a generalization. I mean, you've lived it and been through it, living in the South and then helping folks up in New York. Quantify it for people, what you've seen, what's happening, and what's going on here.
Well, let's just take, for instance, Chicago, for instance. You made mention a few moments ago, and I haven't checked the stats myself, but 6 people have been shot dead this weekend in Chicago, 17 wounded. More than 1,000 people have been shot since the Trayvon Martin incident back in February of 2012. And yet there have been no marches, no protesters, no national outrage over all the deaths of the people that have died in Chicago. I mean, you've had a 6-month-old baby die. You have a 5-year-old girl died. You've had 15-year-old boys and 16-year-old girls all shot dead. And yet there is no public outrage because as far as black people are concerned, the black life or the black death is a very cheap death, and it doesn't get the national attention. Only time a black death gets attention is when it happens with a white person. Now, the reason for that is because black people themselves don't honor their own value. Life is cheap if you're black on black crime. There is no outrage. The only time it gets some sort of lifting if it's just involved with a white person involved.
Well, I've got to say this. I've got to say this because I've interviewed a lot of black socialists and liberals, and I've had them here in person, and they say, hey, there are too many black people. I hope they all get aborted. More for me, this idea of as long as the state's killing black people, that's cute and fun. You'll pay for more abortions. Where does that come from? Because that is a phenomenon I've seen.
Well, I think that what has happened over the past generation, it hasn't always been this way, but what has happened over the past generation is that black people have turned their fate, their social and moral lives over to a bunch of race baiters, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton types, and then, of course, it's been glamorized by the gangs, the Bloods and the Crips, and the rap music, and they've lost a sense of dignity. More specifically, you don't have the kind of fatherly structure in the black homes anymore, the black communities. And blacks that do well run like black flight from the community. So we've got a major social issue that, nobody white or no government can cure. We have got to look unto Almighty God to cure our problems.
Well, stay there. I mean, undoubtedly what you're talking about is happening everywhere, but it is worse, obviously, statistically in the black community. I mean, it's the war on fathers. Turn on television. Every show demonizes fathers. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be back with Pastor Manning.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. Pastor James David Manning is up in Harlem and has a big church up there and really tries to help the community and get people to where they're not dependent. But I got to be honest here. I'm not up in Harlem. I've been there before, visited. I didn't grow up in the South like Pastor Manning did. I'm not black, so I can't speak from all his experiences. But when I look at the social engineers and read what the globalists said they'd do 100 years ago, they use the black community as the beta test to break up the family, to kick the men out, to make the women the house boss, all that. That's the model now percolating into all communities. You turn on television, every message is the man's an idiot. Every message is the man's a moron. And then men buy into this and go along with it. I mean, look at Deadline Hollywood. Official Superman sequel will feature Batman in one explosive new film where the Man of Steel and Batman join forces, and adult men are all excited about that. Folks, I'm not saying you're bad if you like a Superman movie. The point is men are acting like little boys, though. They have the same excitement my 10-year-old son has. The real war's going on right now for our families, our communities. And even the tough guy men just want to strut around acting tough to other men. They don't want to actually be involved. It's a world of spectators. And then I've talked to the MTV executives off record, how they were told in the mid-90s, get rid of the rock and roll, which is destructive enough, gangster. And they want to destroy our community. So I'm not giving a free pass to the out-of-control problems we see in the black community. What I'm saying is, Pastor Manning, is that the beta, there is a victimology there, and that the globalist engineered so much of this, Margaret Sanger and others, saying we got to make these people dependent because black communities weren't like that 70, you know, years ago. And look at what big government's done to black people, and look what it does to everybody else. This tree has got poison fruit. Pastor Manning, you've got the floor. I mean, break down what you think's happening here, but let's also get into the whole case and where you see this going, and why is the media playing up black-on-white crime like, you know, it's kind of cute to knock the head in of a cracker.
Well, you're right. There is this globalist program to victimize or to use a group of people such as black people, and one may consider them easy prey. However, my experiences early on were that black men were strong men, that they were not easy prey. They were strong family men. They worked hard. They took care of their families.
Well, that was my dad's experience growing up in East Texas.
Yeah, and my father down in North Carolina. What we see happening today, however, is that black men have forgotten their roots. They have forgotten where they've come from. They've forgotten the fact that they need to be providers and protectors of their families. They've forgotten that. And the reason why, Alex, they have forgotten is because it's not taught anymore. Now, you know, you may get, you know, the media or the globalists involved in the process, but I think basically we've walked away from God. That's what we've done.
I agree. And it's so cool in the culture, period. I mean, the gangsterism is spread everywhere, not just black folks, to knock women up. Ah, ha, ha. It's so cool to be lazy. It's so cool to be a thug. And it's not. It's destructive.
And it is the order of the day in the black community. And the black churches are not addressing this issue. The media, on the other hand, is not addressing it either. In fact, the media is promoting it. So we've got a major psychological problem. And going back to whether white men are suffering the same kind of thing with the attack on white men or men in general by the media, they very well may be. But there's a stability in the white family that you don't see in the black community. And I think that we're going to have to look very carefully at the fact that both generations or both races of men are being victimized or they're being attacked. But at least the white man continues to build his community, continues to take care of his family, whereas the black man does not. So the difference here is the semblance of honor. When a man has integrity, no matter how much he's attacked, or no matter how much he's tempted, he continues to maintain his sense of integrity towards the vital fundamental parts of his life, such as his family, his wife, his children, and his community.
Absolutely. I get tempted all the time, and I just
well.
And I just think about my children.
Absolutely.
And I also think about my ancestors.
Right.
I don't want to make my family a loser family. I come from a good family.
Right. So we've got to then, even though there is an attack, there's a globalist attack, we've got to come to terms with the fact, why is it that black men so easily give in as a group, as a race? What is the root cause of that? And I have diagnosed it as without honor, and of course, beyond that, we have walked away from God. But it's honor and integrity.
Okay, well, my dad growing up in East Texas said the black folks that he knew and in general went to church more, had successful businesses, and were incredibly upstanding people who were into dignity and being honorable and wouldn't put up with any type of, you know, bad behavior. He said statistically he thought they were even more upright than white folks. So how, since my dad, who's 63, and grew up in East Texas. How has it completely inverted itself? Some numbers, blacks had less illegitimacy 65 years ago than whites. Now the numbers are reversed.
Alex, I've looked at this matter very carefully. As you stated, I grew up in the South. I'm now up in New York, and I'm black. The one thing I see that's most critical to the destruction of the black man has been the civil rights movement. Now, many would argue that that has been the thing that has helped black people. Alex, I can tell you from personal experience, from intellectual experience, from educational, historical experiences, the one thing that has crushed the black man has been the civil rights movement, starting with Rosa Parks and going all the way back to the time of A. Philip Randolph and the workers' movement on the trains. And when the civil rights movement reached its peak with Dr. King and this whole idea of abdicating responsibility for the home started then, as it also started with it's the hatred for the government, burn, baby, burn, black and I'm proud, all of that was the beginning of the dissolution of the honor and the structure of the black family. Nothing more can be pointed out.
But you're not indicting. You're not indicting the civil rights movement, are you? You're saying something bad got flipped during that process?
I am indicting the civil rights movement. Yes, I am.
Okay, so what should have been done then? Because obviously that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But then once the state comes in and breaks up the family, and now the government takes away the responsibility, I can see that making people weak. That's dependency. But, I mean, how specifically, I mean, what would you have done then?
I think that we could have found another way other than leading blacks to revolt against the government while at the same time revolting against the principles that made them strong. My pastor taught me that back in the 70s, his daughter, there was a strike by students in the New York City school system. And he said he was going to make his daughter go, and he took her to school, though there was no one there, no teachers there. He made her go to school because he didn't want her to participate in the strike. What he was saying was this: once you teach people to revolt against the authority, they won't just stop at the school system. They'll stop at every authority as well. And that's what happened in the civil rights movement. See, white people have not had a civil rights movement. White people have not had a white movement in America. And were they to do so, you would probably find, well, I don't know if as much as in the black community, but were there to be a white movement, you would probably find there would be, and there has been, let me retract that, the hippie movement, the free love movement.
Oh, no, I agree. No. The white movements I know about are a bunch of losers who use that as the excuse to do nothing and just, I gotta be honest, the black supremacist and the white supremacist, they all act like the same, a bunch of trash.
Yeah, well, they are. That's the exact word to describe them as well. But Alex, I have indicted the civil rights movement, and out of that have spawned these civil rights leaders, Jesse Jackson, now the high priest, Al Sharpton, priest number two, and Barack Hussein Obama being the product of all of that, which has brought us to a worse state than we were when your father, raising you in East Texas, saw the integrity of black men. Though their positions may have been Jim Crow at the time, they were at least integral.
I tell you what, stay there. Do one more segment. I know it's Sunday night, but I want you to come back and finish up talking about solutions you've discovered and your perspective and more. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, folks, and we are live. It is Sunday, the 21st day of July, 2013. Final segment with Pastor Manning. Then in the final segment of the broadcast today, I'm going to get into a bunch of news. Economic news, cybernetic, transhumanist news. It's very, very important. That is coming up. Briefly, I want to tell you about ProPure Water Filtration and the Pro One system. We're the largest distributor of these systems in the world because we sell them at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. And I went out years ago and did my own research on the very best gravity-fed filtration systems. ProPure is it, destroying the competition in side-by-side comparisons. We already have the lowest price, but we've been perpetually running a sale for 10% off the already lowest price with promo code WATER at InfoWars Store, one word, InfoWarsStore.com. And you also then support the broadcast while you get the lowest price and filter your water, taking the water of life and one of the most important things in your body and one of the most contaminated things out there into your own hands. So InfoWarsStore.com. Also, the new film that I'm in and consulted on and am distributing, it's excellent, State of Mind, is available on Blu-ray and DVD, now shipping, also available on the online video bookstore. There's Patriot t-shirts, everything, prisonplanet.tv. Memberships are there, everything at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can also call toll-free 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Promo code WATER to get ProPure or get any of the books, videos, t-shirts, you name it. And your purchases, again, make this transmission possible. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Now, Pastor Manning, I had a lot of folks last week, and then I was fishing down on the Gulf, and the guide that took me out said, hey, you ought to get Pastor Manning on the show. Have you heard of him? Because this guy wasn't a listener, but his brother-in-law was. And I said, yeah, I should get his take on it. And look, Pastor Manning, I don't want to sit here and disagree with you. And I want to play a clip of Charles Barkley, who I totally agree with, here in a moment, and then get your take on that as well. But I get you growing up before all this happened and then seeing go from 9% illegitimacy to 93% illegitimacy, to go from black-on-black crime incredibly rare to 94% of it. 262,000 blacks have killed each other, FBI's numbers since 1976. I mean, this is genocide. And 52% of blacks being aborted before they're born, and black people, you know, the black leaders not caring. My issue is I've read the letters in the 20s by Margaret Sanger and the Rockefeller Foundation. People can pull these up in university archives, what Missouri have them, where she said, we're going to pose as liberals. We're going to break up their families. We'll kill these weeds. So you see the byproduct and just say, hey, this has been terrible. And you're saying another way, whatever. Regardless, it's been done. And the anti-male, anti-family.
You know, Alex, you're right. And all has been done, and it's working effectively. It is genocide. It's a disaster beyond disaster, what's happening in the community. But I have, or at least would like to suggest, a remedy to that. And I think if we're talking particularly in the black community, while I recognize all of us are as Americans and respect that greatly, but when you talk about the black community, you talk about Margaret Sanger and what's happening with the abortions and the homicide rates, the killing rates of one another. My solution is this, Alex, is that black people need to come together, and I'm suggesting that we as a nation of people stop our hatred for this nation and God's blessings upon it. Stop our hating for the Constitution and the laws that have built this nation and made it the great nation that it is. And doing that, we should go to a place that's symbolic, like Gettysburg, where 600,000 people, where 60,000 people died in one day there in Gettysburg. But the Civil War produced the deaths of 600,000 Americans fighting that contest over slavery as an issue. Black people, I believe, were they to make the commitment to go there and put aside their continual blaming of slavery and oppression and blaming white people for all this wrong and ills with them, and would say, we embrace America, we want to be Americans, we want to live in this nation, we want to contribute to this nation. We're no longer going to blame white people for everything that's wrong with us. We're going to put aside this talk about slavery. We want to bless America as a nation and as a people. I am convinced if they confess that and did that, you see a great change in race relationships in America. You see this nation come together. And I believe, Alex, that black people can contribute to this nation in ways they've never done before. Right now, we've got a lot of basketball players. You're going to hear from Charles Barkley in a few moments, who's become sort of a spokesperson. But I'm convinced, Alex, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if black people would simply confess that America is a great nation, we're willing to participate. We're going to put aside all of our hatred and all of the things that have made us, divided us, and we want to participate, that black people can then begin to contribute in ways in which I'm talking about business.
Well, that's exactly what Ted Nugent said on this show Wednesday, and he's been attacked in more than 20 newspapers for what he said on my show, but he said exactly that.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, that is the core of the problem. You asked me earlier, what would I have done when I have led the civil rights movement? Well, I can't go back there, and I really don't know what I would have done, but that has already taken place, and it has brought absolute destruction. Alex, I see the civil rights movement as destructive as Margaret Sanger and the abortion movement in America.
Sure, but you've got to admire somebody like, listen, I get needless rebellion being bad. But if the government's been taken over by foreign interest and is in rebellion against the republic, I'm not in rebellion trying to stop their revolution against the republic. I get called a revolutionary. I'm a restorationist. And I get, look, when people attack me and try to hold me down, I work 10 times harder. I don't let somebody go, well, you've tilted the tables against me, so I'm going to give up. I get how psychologically and spiritually how bad it is. I know the left are actually a bunch of racists trying to keep black people down. My point is, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, Alex, is that you're absolutely right about that. But you're right. You work twice as hard or 10 times as hard to overcome that. And that's the mantra that must be picked up by a social group or a racial group such as black people. They must work not in necessarily in confrontation to try to overturn it, but they must work at the principles that are fundamental that build great communities. And that way, the same way you overcome the obstacles, I do the same thing, Alex. You know I get attacked all day long and 10 times on Sunday. But I work very hard on the principles, the fundamental things. I believe that would demonstrate what my integrity is all about and will put all my adversaries and my enemies to shame. Black people need to do that as well.
Well, I'll say this. The social engineers in Divide and Conquer on CNN, MSNBC, NPR, they know full well, Pastor Manning, that when they sit there and invoke race, race, race. I was watching CNN during the break in the coffee room, and they were talking about black this, black that. They want you to be about what color you are instead of about what you stand for, really the opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about the character of our deeds, which I fully endorse. So I get what you're saying. It all becomes about the blackness, which then the media defines. So you're becoming a slave of the social engineers. And
I used the phrase a few moments ago. I said I'm black because I wanted to reference you're talking about my southern upbringing and my New York now living. But I don't call myself black, Alex. I don't call myself an African American, and I get angry if someone refers to me as such. I'm an American. I'm an American. I don't want to be identified as black. And I think we need to drop these racial
titles. No, I agree. You don't want to be a hyphenated American like John Wayne talked. Look, I'll assure you, folks, if somebody can do a job and is smart and talented, they will excel. And the media acts like that any of us can only be famous if we're a movie star or football player because the globalists don't want you competing with them in all the real things that matter, culturally getting people to be individuals and to do the right thing and to stand up. Pastor Manning, in closing, where do you think this whole Trayvon Martin thing is going? I think Obama has used it as a distraction from his terrible record.
Well, Obama's statement, I would have had hope that perhaps that Sabrina Fulton could have put an end to this last week after the verdict was rendered. It was a just verdict. It was a verdict based on the information. It was a verdict based on the morals and the character of both of the men. Trayvon Martin was a young thug that had been kicked out of Miami High School, pot smoking, fighting everywhere, kicked out of his own mother's home because she could no longer contend with him, sent him to his father there in Sanford.
Hold on, we can't cut this off. Hold on. Finish your statement on Trayvon. I agree with Jimmy Carter. I mean, they can't get Zimmerman on premeditated murder, so he had to go. I mean, it's like O.J. can't totally prove it, must acquit. And they knew that. I want to get your take on this and then finish up on Trayvon Martin with Pastor Manning. They knew when they went for that he would get off, so they wanted this as a diversion.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Otla.org is the church site and also news site that Pastor Manning runs. And he's very eloquent on a lot of subjects, supports the Second Amendment, resists the globalist. He's been visited by the CIA, FBI, you name it, for simply speaking out against it. He's defended myself when I'm on Piers Morgan and places. And I mean, we know the fruits of what's been done has been a disaster. And the establishment's answer is more of the same, more of what they've done. We're going to just get a few comments from him and then go to some other news I haven't covered yet. But first off, I've been mentioning it. Here's what Charles Barkley, the famous basketball player, had to say. And it's similar to what Jimmy Carter had to say. Anybody who actually followed the trial knows they were trying to frame Zimmerman. I mean, even if he was guilty, which I don't think the evidence points towards, you got to let somebody go if they're trying to frame him. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
There are very few people who have a pure heart when it comes to race. Racism is wrong in any shape, form. There are a lot of black people who are racist, too. I think sometimes when people talk about race, they act like only white people are racist. There are a lot of black people who are racist. And I don't like when it gets out there in the media, because I don't think the media has clean hands.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
I'm glad you made that point, Charles.
I don't think the media has clean hands. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I feel sorry that young kid got killed.
Absolutely.
But judging by the evidence, I don't think that guy should have went to jail for the rest of his life. But something happened bad that night, obviously.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, let's go back to Pastor Manning. Look. When I was a teenager, I wasn't a thug or a hood, but I got in fights and stuff and, you know, stole beer out of golf carts on the golf course where I grew up. We all did it, you know, grabbed some beer. I don't even know if he did that, but burglary tools, a photo of a gun on his phone, that got suppressed. The witnesses all saying he climbed on top of Zimmerman. The NBC editing the tape that we covered last year, it's finally getting attention because of the lawsuit to try to invoke race. Pastor Manning, wasn't this really about diverting off of all the other big issues? The Justice Department sent people down there to get the protesting going. I mean, isn't this about race politics? I mean, what do you think, shifting gears, why do you think the Justice Department was so involved in this? And what do you have to say about Trayvon Martin's family now? And I feel sorry for their son being dead, but I mean, my goodness, out leading demonstrations and talk of boycotting Florida as if Florida did something. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, as far as the Justice Department is concerned, and a diversion from what's going on in our government, one of the things that I would refer to would be your information of what's presently happening. I mean, we still got the Benghazi event. We don't know really what's happening in Syria with al-Qaeda being the primary forces against the government over in Syria and how the Obama administration is handling this, what's happening with Edward Snowden and what's going on with all of that. All of those things have been wiped off of the front page completely, and how the Obama administration is now able to operate in the dark while this Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman trial is going forward and everybody's paying attention to that. I really don't know exactly how effective it is, but I can tell you just from my own personal observation, it's very effective. But the matter of Trayvon Martin's family, I pray that Sabrina Fulton would go ahead and put an end to this. Stop Al Sharpton. Tell him to sit down. Stop Eric Holder. Stop the NAACP. Stop all these race baiters. Stop CNN. Stop MSNBC from profiteering from this matter. Listen, I'm the last person to judge someone about character as a youth. I messed up royally, Alex. I did. And every day I ask God to forgive me. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about the things that I did when I was a youth. But having said that, with a clean heart now, to repent to heart. Listen, Trayvon Martin was a thug, and that's just all there is to it. They need to give George Zimmerman back his life. The man was innocent. He was a neighborhood watch person. We don't really have any evidence that he actually followed Trayvon Martin.
Well, there's a lot of calls to kill him. What's going to happen if Zimmerman ends up getting killed?
Well, it's highly possible, and if he does, that blood will be laid at the hands of CNN, Anderson Cooper, and Sabrina Fulton, Al Sharpton, and all that crowd. And I will raise my voice to high heavens. If a hair on George Zimmerman's head is touched, I will raise my voice, and they will not be able to shut me up in this nation.
Well, I think if Zimmerman was anything, as he was a busybody, and maybe a good busybody, he did stuff like file complaints on cops for racial profiling of black people. I mean, the truth is, he's not the guy they said he was. They just manufactured who he was to get us all fighting with each other.
Why can't he have his life back? Why can't he have his life? His family doesn't have their life anymore. His father, Robert Zimmerman, and Gladys Zimmerman. I mean, the court has spoken. The evidence, anybody that followed the trial realizes that it was indeed self-defense. Give the man his life back and go to Chicago and investigate all the deaths that are happening in Chicago right now while you and I are speaking. See if we can put a stop to the suffering of the people in Chicago rather than continue.
Sure, you're talking about real numbers versus emotion, and that's the propaganda we've got to deal with. I look forward to having you back on soon. Otla.org, Pastor Manning, thank you for spending Sunday with us.
Thank you, Alex, for having me.
All right, there goes Pastor Manning. And again, I'm going to be back tomorrow. I've still got some news I'm going to cover. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, station listings and free audio, podcast, iPhone apps, Droid apps, all free, Infowars.com. And the listen page are Infowars.com/show or PrisonPlanet.com. And the nightly news, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv, 7 o'clock weeknights. Let me shift gears out of this. I mean, I've had to cover it just to show the diversions and the distractions that are going on. And I like to bring Pastor Manning on because he brings in a different perspective. But let's shift gears to this article right here separately, okay? This is out of the London Independent. It was also on CNN. Inside Google HQ, what does the future hold for the company whose visionary plans include implanting a chip in our brains? The Googleplex, everything basically run by Google. Well, Google is DARPA, NSA, NQTEL, CIA. Look it up. Just gave you all the terms. Okay, I mean, we were the first a decade ago to have CIA operatives on. One guy got death threats. Just all sorts of stuff when they came on. We broke this. Now it's mainstream news. And I remember reading a declassified 2001 from 1977 Pentagon plan that they actually reclassified. That rarely happens. But it was already out there. Where in 77, DARPA said the ultimate goal is that we will all live in water tanks and our own heat will power the computers and we will all have brain chips first before we're put in the hive mind tanks. And my book that's on prisonplanet.tv, it's now out of print, Descent into Tyranny, actually shows that plan. By the way, you probably heard of that. It's called The Matrix. Drones run by computers that are autonomous, Skynet. Oh, that's a movie. Those are movies imitating life, not life imitating art. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. I'm not the one saying all this, folks. This is CNN, London Independent. Their plan is to put a chip in your brain. You won't be able to. The military's already been getting chips. That's classified, but special forces have been getting them for 20 years. Let's continue here. Here's an article from 2008. Professor calls for Google-type brain chip implants. That's from Infowars.com and Infowars.net in 2008. Just want to show you we were already on top of this. Here's another one. Scientists successfully implant chip that controls the brain. Again, all sounds good on the surface, but the globalists run this system. Here's another one. NPR, high-end stores use facial recognition tools to spot VIPs, license plate readers, face scanners. They've been up for at least 15 years, folks, all over the country. Okay? And now folks are trying to subpoena this for court to prove they're innocent. Oh, no. They want to pick and choose what crime to go after because the globalists run the government. You understand that, folks? It's a technocracy. Now, let's show some police state news. Here's the Wall Street Journal saying the police have turned into military and military fights enemies, and that's why the police more and more are treating us like enemies. And all over the country, two new articles just the last few days, they arrest people that refuse to let cops in randomly without warrants into houses. Look at this article. Off-duty Tucson cop accused is the headline. No, there's clear video. And he's been fired, walking in with his buddy, wearing nothing but a bulletproof vest, aiming guns at the clerk just to laugh and have fun. A couple of wannabe Rambo nutcases. That's the kind of guys they want to hire now. This is the type of stuff that's being pushed and the type of things that are being engaged in. Here's another one. Police arrest woman after request to see warrant. They just randomly came to her house in Lubbock. Boom. Came in and arrested her and took her to jail for asking for a warrant. Florida nurse terrorized by U.S. Marshals in warrantless raid. Wasn't even the right apartment complex or house. So what? Boom. Came in. Everything else. That's in the papers there in Florida. Let me see who covered that first. I have a link to it here. Let me just give you the source on that. Infowars.com did a story. I read this article this weekend, but there's a link there in the story of the local newspaper if you want to go find that. So there you go. This is the U.S. military drone surveillance is expanding to hotspots beyond declared combat zones, including America, national security. It just goes on and on and on. This is designed and aimed at us. We have due process and a Bill of Rights and Constitution for a reason, because every time you get rid of checks and balances, corrupt elements take over and run wild. And when corruption gets into government, it is the almighty danger. Government is the number one cause of death in worldwide history, non-natural death, 262 million killed the last 100 years by government called democide. Infowars.com.